prepare for death. It's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Recite salat upon me in abundance. Undoubtedly, your recital of salat upon me will be forgiveness for your sins. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azwajal, in this silsila of the discussion of death. Alhamdulillah azwajal, in the previous episode, I discussed about the passing away of the Prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And inshallah azwajal, in today's episode, I shall discuss about Munkar and Nakir. Munkar and Nakir are the angels of the grave. Let's listen to some of the ahadith and mubarakah in regards to the angels of the grave. Hazrat Bara radiallahu ta'ala an reported a narration wherein he mentions that we were attending a janaza with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The grave had not been dug yet, and we had already reached there. We all sat around Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as if there were birds sitting on our heads. There was a stick in the blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with which he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was scraping at the ground. Then after a while, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam raised his blessed head, and either twice or thrice, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ista'idhu billahi min adhab al-qabr. Translation, seek refuge in Allah from the torment of the grave. Thereafter, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Bright-faced angels appear to a believing servant who is about to leave the world and turn his direction towards the hereafter. Their faces are as bright as the sun. They have with them the kafan of Jannat and fragrance of Jannat. They see our position where man's vision reaches. Malakul Maut then arrives and sits at the headside of the dying person and says, O contented soul, come out, in other words, return towards the pleasure and pardon of your Rabb. Then his soul flows out so easily like a drop that comes out of a leather jug. The moment Malakul Maut removes his soul, these bright-faced angels immediately take the soul into their care and they wrap it in the Jannati kafan, in other words, the heavenly shroud and Jannati fragrance which they have brought. Then a fragrance similar to the best musk in the world emanates from him. They then take him and ascend towards the highest assembly of angels. Those residing in Mala al-A'la, the highest assembly, ask concerning whom this fragrance is emanating from. So the angels mention the good name by which he used to be known on earth. They then ascend with it towards the sky of the earth, having the door opened, and the muqarrab, angels of every sky, follow it. In other words, the procession of angels until they reach the next sky. And this continues until they reach the seventh sky. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, Record my servant in the register of the Illiyun and thereafter take him back towards the earth. For I have created him from sand and I will return him towards dust. And I will raise him once again from dust. The soul of the deceased is then returned to his body, and two angels come to him, bringing him to sit. They then ask him, Who is your Rabb? He says, Allah Almighty. They ask, what is your religion? He says, Islam. They ask, what did you have to say about this person who was sent to Virgin? He will say, it is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They will then ask, what is your knowledge? He will say, I read the book of Allah, in other words, the Quran, and I brought Iman in it, and I confirmed it. Then an announcement will be made from the sky. My servant has spoken the truth. Set for him the bedding of Jannat. Adorn him in the robes of Jannat. And open for him the door of Jannat. He will then feel the cool and fragrant breeze of Jannat. And his grave will be expanded for as far as his eyes can see. Then a very handsome-faced, elegantly dressed and fragrant person will come to him saying, glad tidings to you. This is the day when your promises will be fulfilled. The deceased will ask, who are ye? For I see goodness and virtue in your face. He will reply by saying, I am your good virtuous deeds. The deceased will say, O Allah, establish Qiyamah so that I may go towards my family. And when an unbeliever is about to die, then those with black faces carrying blankets descend from the sky and they sit at a position where a man's vision reaches. Then Malakul Maut sits at his headside and says, O evil cursed soul, come out towards the displeasure and wrath of Allah. The soul then spreads out into the body and the angels then pull out the soul with such force just as a skewer is pulled from wet cotton wool. When the soul comes out, the angels immediately take it into the control and wrap it in a blanket. It gives off a foul odor like that of a decaying corpse. The angels then take it towards the highest assembly, and those residing there ask, who is this evil cursed soul? The angels mention his worst name by which he was known on earth. They then take it towards the sky of the earth, and they attempt to have it opened. But it refuses to be opened. After mentioning this, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recited this verse, part 8, Surah Al-A'raf, verse 40. La tufattahu lahum abwaabu as-sama'. Allah Azza wa Jal will then say, have his book recorded in the sijjin of the deepest level of the earth. Then his soul will be thrown into the sijjin. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recited this verse. Part 17, Surah Al-Hajj, verse 31. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيقٍ. The soul of the deceased is then returned to his body, and two angels come to him, bringing him to sit. They ask him, مَا رَبُّكْ? Who is your Rabb? He says, ha, ha, la adri. Alas, alas, I do not know. They ask, what is your religion? He says, ha, ha, la adri. Alas, alas, I do not know. They then ask, what did you have to say about this person who was sent to Virgi? He will say, ha, ha, la adri. Alas, alas, I do not know. Then an announcement will be made from the sky. My servant is lying. Set for him the bedding of hell, and wrap him in the garb of hell, and open towards him the doors of hell. The intense heat from hell will reach him. His grave will then become so constricted that his ribs will be crushed. Thereafter, a dreadful and pleasant-looking person will appear to him, whose clothing will be inappropriate, and he will say to him, today you will receive the punishment which was promised to you whilst you were on earth. He will ask, who are you? Your face looks evil. He will say, I am your evil and cursed deeds. The person will then say, O my Rabb, do not let Qiyamah be established. Hazrat Tamim Dari said that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal says that, O Malakul Maut, go to my Wali and bring him, for I have tested him with both distress and consolation, and I found him to be as it pleases me. So I wish to grant him relief from the distresses of the world. Malakul Maut takes with him a jamaat of 500 angels. They carry with them the fragrant coffin of Jannat and stems with flowers from which emanate a variety of fragrances. These flowers are of various colors. They also have in their possession white silk that has been immersed in musk. Malakul Maut then sits down with the angels near him. Each angel keeps its hands on one of his limbs, meaning on every limb of the wali is the hand of an angel. Then the silken fabric immersed in musk is placed under his chin, and one of the doors towards Jannat is opened unto him. Now his heart becomes inclined towards Jannat. He is sometimes engrossed in the maidens of Jannat, and sometimes towards the heavenly robes, and at times observing the fruits of Jannat. Just as people in a house comfort a crying child, likewise his heart is comforted, and his Jannati wives become pleased during this time, and his soul rejoices. The angel says, O pure soul, go towards the wonderful trees, expanded shades and flowing waters. Malakul Maut shows more affection towards him than a mother would show. He, Malakul Maut, knows that this person is beloved to Allah. So by being gentle unto that soul, he is seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. His soul leaves the body just as a strand of hair is removed from flower. He said, here his soul leaves, and there all the angels say. Part 14, Surah An-Nahl, verse 32. Salamun alaykum udkhulul jannata bima kuntum ta'malun. This is the essence of the command of Allah Azza wa Jal to those whom the angel calls death in a pure state. When the deceased is put to rest in his grave, then his namaz appears to his right, and his psalm, fast, appears to his left, and his Quran, in other words, Quranic recitation, and his dhikr, and other recitations appear on his head side, and his walking towards namaz appears at his foot side, and his sabr, patience, appears in one corner of his grave. Then when Allah Azza wa Jal sends down adab, the punishment of the grave, then the namaz says to it, step back, he endured difficulties all his life, and now he's resting comfortably. Now the adab will approach from his left, and his fast will give the same response. When he approaches from the head side, it will get the same response. Hence, the adab will not be able to approach him from anywhere. No matter whichever direction it tries to approach him, it will find the beloved friend of Allah protected. Finding him protected, the torment will leave. At that time, the sabr, the patience will say to all his other virtuous deeds, the only reason I remain silent is so that if all of you were not successful, then I would have spoken. But now I will be of assistance to him on Pul Sirat and Mizan. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will send two angels whose eyes will be like swooping lightning, and their voices will be like the sound of loud claps of thunder. Their teeth will be as huge as horns, and their breath like intense flames. They walk tramping on their immensely long hair. There will be a massive distance between both their shoulders. With the exception of the believers, their hearts will not feel pity and compassion for anyone else. Their names are Munkar and Nakir. They will both have in their hands a hammer-like weapon. If all the jinns and humans get together, they will not be able to lift it. They will then awaken the deceased, asking him to sit up. The deceased will sit up and his kafan will fall on his body. They will ask, who is your Rabb? What is your religion? Who is this Rasul? He, the deceased, will reply, my Rabb is Allah. My deen is Islam. And this is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Khatimun Nabiyyin. Both of them will say, you have spoken the truth. They will then lay him in his grave, and his grave will be expanded from all sides. They will then say to him, just look up. When he looks up, the door towards Jannat will be opened. It will then be said to him, O friend of Allah, This is your place in Jannat, for you remained obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, at this moment, he will receive such pleasure and delight which he will never forget. Now it will be said to him, just look down a bit. When he looks down, he'll be able to look through a door that is open towards hell. Both angels will say, O friend of Allah, you have attained salvation from this. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, by Allah, in that moment, who experience happiness that will be never ending. 77 doors of Jannat will be opened unto him, through which the coolness and fragrance of Jannat will reach him. And this will continue until he is raised from grave on Maidani Mahshar. Thereafter, Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty says, O Malakul Maut, now go to the enemy and bring him with you. I increased his sustenance and blessed him with many bounties, but he always remained ungrateful and rejected my favors. So bring him today so that he may face his retribution. Malakul Maut then goes to him in the most horrifying form. He appears to him having 12 eyes, and with him are the iron bars of hell. 500 angels accompany him. Each one of them has with them copper, sparks from hell, and whips raging with fire. Malakul Maut then strikes him with the thorny bars that become embedded into the roots of his blood vessels and muscles. He then firmly twists the bars, and his soul exits with agony from his toenails. And during this time, the enemy of Allah becomes unconscious. And the angels, which were sent down towards him, lash him with their whips on his back and face. And whilst hitting him, the soul reaches his throat. They then place the copper and the sparks of hell under his chin. Malakul Maut then says, O cursed soul, come out towards the extremely scorching wind and water under intensely hot shade. After Malakul Maut removes the soul, it says to the body, O body, may Allah punish you with the most severe punishment on my behalf, because you used to take me swiftly towards sinning and you kept me away from goodness. You have destroyed yourself and you have destroyed me as well. The body will then say the same to the soul. The portions of the earth on which he placed his sight will curse him. The army of Iblis will go to him and give him the pleasing news that they have driven one of the humans towards hell. When he is placed in his grave will be constricted upon him, so much that his ribs from side will pierce through the other side. Allah Almighty will send black serpents towards him, which will bite him. Two angels from Allah will then appear to him and ask, who is your Rabb? What is your deen? Who is your Nabi? He will continue saying, alas, alas, I do not know. The angels will ask, did you ever attempt to know the truth? They will then strike him with weapons that will cause sparks to fly in his grave. They will then say to him, when he looks up, he will see the doors of Jannat. The angels will say to him, if you obeyed Allah, then this would have been your destination. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, by Allah, at this moment, his heart will be engulfed with remorse, which will be never ending. Then the door of hell will be opened and shown to him, and it will be said to him, O enemy of Allah, this is now your destination due to your disobedience, and 77 doors of hell will be opened towards him, from which intense heat and extremely hot gusts of wind will reach him. This will continue until Qiyamah comes. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He give us all the ability that we are able to prepare for our death, and I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He give us all the ability that we are able to pass the test of the grave. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.